never quite sure whether the killers are actually there singing Believe Me, Natalie, insofar as they want to actually engender trust, or whether it's simply a case of they've just been lost for words and they just don't know what's happening in all sorts of ways. Perhaps we should actually build a car commercial around Nicole, which you're probably too young to remember, but there was a very famous car commercial for a French car. Well, let's face it, it was Renault, and the classic line was Nicole.
Really?
Yeah, it was very popular. Do you remember that, Joy, the Nicole commercial?
I think it was probably more popular with men, was it?
Let's ask our voiceover expert extraordinaire and top actress, Fiona Curzon, because she's had ample experience as a Parisian fashion expert about things. Fiona Curzon, Nicole?
Hello.
Marvellous. How is life in the joys of Fulham?
Well, it's pretty dire because a building collapsed in the Fulham Road yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Which means that the traffic is XH1T, everybody, unfortunately, is clogging up Fulham because they've got no good ideas about where to drive.
Now, Fiona, we were talking with our Canadian music expert, North American music expert, country music expert. Don't mention the And Western, of course. It's country music, as Cameron rightly said on his debut telephonically on the Midweek Drive, about positivity. And we were saying, Cameron, that, you know, the British sometimes just so negative, really. You know, it's just moan again, really.
Yeah.
And any questions you'd like to put to Fiona as again, a fellow actor from across the airwaves, etc., and somebody who, you know, developed all manner of... Fiona, have you acted in Canada?
Yes, I have. I went there... Oh, God, this is going to show my age. I hate it. I did a play over there in Ottawa and also at near Toronto with Lionel Blair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
was this No Sex, Please? We're British.
No, it wasn't. It was Doctor in the House.
Ah, classic.
Oh,
classic of its time. You
okay.
See, we were
and,
just talking proctology in the studio,
remember,
actually.
Which was absolutely fantastic, was that the action was over the bridge into Hull, which was part of Quebec.
Oh, yes.
And the traffic is one-dimensional, because at about 11 o'clock at night, all the traffic is going over the bridge into Hull.
Yeah.
And at 4 or 5 in the morning, it's coming back into Ottawa because Ottawa's gone to bed.
That's because in Ontario, the drinking age was higher and it was lower in Quebec, and bars had to close at 1 o'clock in Ontario, and they could close at 4 o'clock in Quebec.
Yeah.
So.
The hospitality we had over there was, well, wow.
Exquisite, positive Canadian.
The greatest people. They're such fun. I mean, I had a ball. And I also saw the Northern Lights.
The Aurora Borealis.
Which was extraordinary. It was like, the way I could describe it, because they were really sensational when I saw them, was like these motorbikes splashing around the sky with their vest lights on. It was extraordinary.
Well, let's just say hello to everybody in Canada, because it's minus 26 where I come from now. And
yeah, I saw that. People are frozen to death.
Yeah, this is the weather you tell somebody, you double dog dare somebody to go out and stick their tongue to something metal.
So I just rephrase that for the benefit of the linguists and the Dutch people who'll be listening.
Double
dog dare.
Yeah, well, there's a whole level of daring somebody. You know, if you dare somebody...
That's nasty. Wow.
If you dare somebody, they can just blow it off and say, yeah, whatever.
Please. We could be doing without presenters.
But if you dog dare somebody, dog dare is kind of, well, I really got to do this. But if you double dog dare them, you can't back out of it. You're nailed.
I can see Joy using that next time you're actually in a faculty meeting. I double dog dare you to do this. I'll be going around on the memos. Outstanding. Fiona, who would you like to speak to? Would you like to speak to our representative from Holland, Nicole Heinz? Cameron, obviously, from Canada. Joy Knight from Faculty Office Extraordinaire. That's a whole world in itself, really. And she can also talk Morris Dancing. She's still, I think, nursing her wounds from Richard Fitzwilliam's cutting remark about Morris Dancing.
I don't really care what Richard says about
you
things.
Don't care about
no,
Morris
I
Dancing.
Don't rate his views, really.
Really?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
He speaks very highly of you.
And, of course, Natalie Smith, our go-to girl for web design. Whom would you wish to speak to, Fiona?
I think I want to speak to the Canadian.
Oh, there we are. Exactly.
I mean, that is just such a sensational voice for a start, isn't it?
Yeah. This is why we booked him and the whole thing.
He's I've not had very good looking though.
I've had it since I changed. You know.
Oh, is he ugly?
I say Bryan Adams, really. Not Ryan Adams, but Bryan Adams. He's got do you know I think Bryan Adams is a certain Bryan Adams-esque
feel? Yeah, he's got a bit definitely.
Yeah,
I think so as well.
Yeah, see, it's pretty
Give
unanimous.
Give me somebody else.
Well, he's not... He ain't Pierre Trudeau, let's be honest. You know, he's not doing that, but...
Pierre Trudeau was... he's okay. but it seems to me anyone could have Trudeau and his wife, couldn't they? Sorry. Did I say that?
Please.
Nobody heard it.
No, exactly. Just move over. Anyway, what would you like to chat about with Cameron? Could it be music? I mean, we do, if you like to sort of gather your wits, we do have the next Cameron Tilby authentically endorsed track, Corlija, by Shane Chisholm from the album Hitchhiking Buddha, all lined up and ready to go. So if you want to sort of cast your ear over this, Fiona, it might help you, you know, with a few questions you might want to put to Cameron. What say you, Cameron? Are you ready for a bit of this?
I'm up for anything, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I have to be in this studio.
The lunch was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with many a maid.